Mike, another good win for you on the road. Big goal at the end for you for a second time in a couple of weeks, just like you did in Manitoba a couple of weeks ago. A big goal in the third period. To be involved in that kind of play must be really grateful for you.
Yeah, it definitely felt nice to get on the scoreboard there. I thought our line was playing some good hockey. We were bringing momentum, bringing energy, and just doing our job. So it was nice to get aboard.
Stuff to win here, especially when there's a game inside a 24-hour window. You to come back here today and win our second game in a row against a tough team, a tough opponent. Everything is going in the right direction for you guys right now.
Yeah, I mean, we have our system and everybody's buying in. And like we said in the past, it's just a testament to all the guys on this team. Everybody buys in. And even if we're not playing our best hockey or maybe getting our best balances, we stick to our structure, and that's what makes us successful.
Clearly, there's another boy in town, and his name is Cole Caulfield. He was involved in the play again today, was banged up in the first period, so you thought it was the right thing to do to come back at his defense.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young guy. Kloon's obviously a tough player and a lot older, so he was picking on him a little bit there, so I definitely wanted to send a message and make sure that that he knew that he couldn't do that, and that obviously he's got to answer the bell. And
everybody in the dressing room wants to be involved in that kind of play. Everyone wants to stick together, and if something happened on the ice, everyone wants to be involved in that kind of play.
I think we just got a great group of guys, and everyone gets along. Everyone wants to stay up together, and I know if someone did something to me like that, they would step in, or someone would step in. So obviously, guys that have different roles, and I think everyone would step in there for each other.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Next question, Chris, the AHL report.
Hi, Michael. Get your thoughts on Vasily Demchenko in goal. Like, he hasn't had a lot of action since the start of the season. It was only a second game. Like, what did you see from him this afternoon?
Yeah, I thought he had a good game. Obviously, it was awesome that he got the win there. I know it's been tough. I know he was a pretty big name in Russia, and coming here, maybe not getting to play as many games as he'd like. He stepped in. He's been a good guy in the dressing room, and he stepped in and he did his job tonight. And it was nice to see him get rewarded.
Thank you.
Last question for Michael. We'll go with Jared Book.
Hi, Michael. Last night, Cole's line, Jordan's line, and Ryan's line really got going. Today it was Laurent's line and your line. How important is it to have, a team that can have all four lines rolling like you guys do right now?
It's extremely important, and I think that's what gets us wins when maybe you don't play your best game. Obviously, the top lines have carried us a lot of the way, and they've been putting up a lot of points and playing good hockey. But when they're maybe not getting rewarded for their work, you need to step in, and that's where you need your fourth line to step up, or your other lines to step up. And I think we have a team where it's just working. When one and two is not getting their chances, three and four steps up, and when three and four is just working, one and two is putting the puck in the net. So I think it's working.